afternoon. It's Soundtrack to Our Lives time now on Smoke Radio. And each week there's a chance to get your favourite song on Smoke Radio straight after Wednesday's show. You can go to John and Frosty on Smoke Radio's fan page and drop us a line with what song you'd like. I will then catch up with you and have a little chat, probably on the phone, but you can come into the studio if you like. And that's what we've done with the Roundup's Darby Doris.
Time for this week's Soundtrack to Our Lives.
So hello and welcome along to Soundtrack to Our Lives, and we've got another caller this week. So caller, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Darby and I'm from Norfolk.
And you are a Smoke Radio presenter?
Yeah, that's right. I present a show called The Roundup.
Okay, and that's with Luke as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's with Luke. It's called The Roundup with Luke and Darby on Fridays.
Yeah, we had Luke on a few weeks ago. You're going to be better than him.
Yeah, probably, but he's not very good.
All right. So how are you finding things at uni at Westminster at the moment?
Good, really good. I've really enjoyed it, but it's kind of coming to an end for this year, so...
Yeah, it's all over pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's ending pretty early as well, it seems, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well. Any plans for the summer? You going away anywhere, or are you just going to be chilling out?
Going to the Isle of Wight Festival, which will be good.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah, that'd be
but
good.
Other than that, not sure yet. Need to save up some money.
Yeah. Blown the loan then, have you?
Just a bit, yeah.
All right. Darby, what's the biggest radio blunder you've ever made?
Biggest radio blunder? Probably when Luke and I were presenting our show, but we didn't realise that on the mixer, the fader was one of the faders, which is usually just left alone, was completely off.
Oh, no.
And we did our whole hour show, and some of my friends were texting, "Oh, we can't hear your show." And, oh, that's weird. And then we got to kind of about 5 minutes from the end, and we realised that none of it had actually been going out on air because it wasn't broadcasting.
So, was that live?
That was live, yeah.
Oh,
live show.
No.
So, half an hour, probably maybe 5, maybe 10 minutes, something like that, was actually broadcast at the very end.
Oh no, disaster. It can happen though, can't it? Especially when you're starting out, and student radio is probably the best place to make your mistakes, I suppose.
Exactly, hopefully I'll never do it again.
Alright, so, what is the weirdest thing about you?
Weirdest thing? Oh, this is a difficult one. I think...
Don't try and make out it's a difficult one. I've been told by people that there's a lot of weird things about you, so...
True. The main thing I don't want people to know about.
Yeah. All right, okay then.
Maybe, it probably would be something like, I'm a bit of a workaholic. Like, when I kind of start, like, a project or I start working on something, I kind of get, like, a bit obsessed by it and just kind of go all out and kind of, you know, possibly even work a bit too hard on stuff.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing, isn't it, in a way? Because then you get stuff done and you don't sit around and leave things to the last minute. You're sort of well-organised and that. So, that could be a good thing. I'm quite...
Yeah, I guess it probably has, but it's kind of weird at the same time.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. And the biggest question, which I hope you're ready for... Are you single or taken?
I'm taken.
Oh, the lady in the studio is pretty disappointed now, who sat with
is
me.
She?
Yeah. She's just watching maybe what I'm doing because she thinks I'm actually quite good on the techie side of things, but I'm not really. She's trying to learn from me. I heard her moan in disappointment then. So how long's it been?
It's been over 2.5 years now.
Really? God.
Yeah.
Going well then.
Going well.
Right. And what's the song that you've chosen for us on Soundtrack to Our Lives?
It's a song by Bruce Springsteen called The Wrestler.
Have you ever seen Bruce Springsteen live?
I have. He is absolutely amazing. I saw at Glastonbury Festival last year.
I'm jealous.
He's amazing. He's quite old, but he just puts on the most amazing live show. I definitely recommend seeing
him. I watched that at Glastonbury last year. He was just incredible, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was just kind of on top form. We played for like about 3 hours. It was amazing.
Yeah, and the rest that you've chosen, why have you chosen that particular song?
Well, if anyone's seen the film The Wrestler, you probably recognise it because it comes in towards the end, or at the end, and it's just fantastic. It's really kind of like, it's quite emotional. Like it's all about the lyrics that he's singing. And it's just like really passionate, but it's quite chilled out. It's not very heavy. It's just kind of all about him with the guitar, really.
Yeah, excellent. Darby, thanks for coming on Soundtrack to Our Lives. We'll get The Wrestler on for you.
Awesome.
Cheers, cool. Darbs.
No,
see you later.
Take care. Bye.
So here is Darby's favourite song, and it's The Wrestler by Bruce Springsteen on Smoke Radio.